Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine. Questions as of September 19th, Monday. I'm recording this early on Friday, September 23rd. And again, as always, thank you for your questions. We have a new Ask Catherine question form to send questions. So rather than using the email, just go to the form. You can find it, link to it either from the welcome page or from your account page. Just click on Ask Catherine and it'll take you right to it. And that's because we have all sorts of unusual people putting in questions through the email. So we thought, okay, we'll put the form behind a paywall so that we make sure that there are subscribers. Okay, let's dive in. Cash and precious metals. Hi, Catherine. Thank you for working tirelessly. So a few compliments, which I very much appreciate. I've been using cash and withdrawn enough for a few months, but I recently read an article that cash could be banned and regarded as illegal tender with the threat of prosecution. I'm wondering if the cash I've withdrawn could become worthless. It's highly unlikely. Usually what happens when cash is limited or outlawed, what they'll do is they'll do a tender period. So you have a certain amount of time to swap your cash. And so I think it's highly unlikely that they would make it illegal. I do think it's possible that they would start to bring in the bigger bills and then, you know, say the money's good for such a period, but you have to exchange it. That's what they've done for certain notes in England. That's what they did in India. And so the question then is, when they do swap, we're all going to have to grapple with, okay, where do we find some paper currencies? Hi, Catherine. Wanted to share, went to a restaurant in Florida and Rashid chose discount when paying cash. That's great. Instead of paying with a, if you pay for a credit card, it's $36.96. If you pay with cash, it's $35.88. So wow, more than a dollar. Second picture is a business in North Carolina and 3.99% fee if you use credit card. The cashier says you would not believe the credit card fees in just one day. I absolutely would. Use cash. I don't care if they make it illegal. Geopolitics and financial markets. Several people sent in a report from Rand on the Ukraine and Germany situation, and my vote is it's disinformation. I don't believe that is a real Rand report. I do think it's possible that it's disinformation designed to help people understand some of the geopolitics. So there's some interesting ideas and notions in there, but I agree. The goal is to keep Germany in the tent and keep the euro from becoming a real competitor to the dollar. So Germany has surpassed the United States as number two manufacturer. So China clearly surpassing everybody, but then Germany surpassing the U.S. And there's no doubt if Germany and Russia get together and get stronger and stronger, then the euro becomes a real competitor to the dollar and takes away real market share. So there's no doubt you're putting Germany back in the box. And the question is, why is Germany going along with it? I think they assume that the U.S. is going to win, because I do believe they think they're going to pull the Ukraine into NATO and that will strengthen that sort of that manufacturing base. But we're going to have to see. Anyway, so I think the Rand report is disinformation is worth reading, but I don't think it's real. Question, Wisniewski, is how you pronounce it, on the Russian-Ukraine war, was the first German journalist to question the official coverage of the attacks on September 11th and thus the war on terror. We're currently being sworn into a Russian narrative. That's true. I mean, the narrative on the Ukraine is complete. Yeah, yeah. And there's a description of what he says. And there's no doubt they're trying to extend NATO. And now, unfortunately, if you look at the current game, they're really trying to push NATO into the Ukraine in a big way. So it's not good. Then a question about a very interesting article. The SEC greenlights $35 trillion pension pot for clearing house defaults. I tried to get that article. It's behind a paywall. And I couldn't get the details. I went to the SEC site to try and find the order and couldn't find it. So if you have more details on what the SEC did or where I can find it, I would really appreciate it because I will run that down. I did note when I was looking for the details on the article that the world's largest pension funds have now increased 8.9% in 2021 to 23.6 trillion. That's very interesting because it shows you the impact of inflation. They're certainly collecting plenty of money. Hi, Catherine. In a recent Serious Solution discussion, you mentioned an equity overview in which you discuss how to create a hedged equity portfolio. I didn't discuss how to create a hedged equity portfolio. I discussed using the benefits of using. If you don't know how to do a hedged portfolio, it involves using puts. Takes a fair amount of expertise, so it's not something I would do myself, or I would spend, I would set aside quite a significant amount of time to learn how to do it myself. Anyway, but it doesn't describe how to do it, it describes the benefits of using one, and I put the link in the show notes. It's the third quarter 2021 wrap up, or if you just go to the search box and put up equity overview, or Jason Worth was the name of the person who we went through, and I asked Jason to do a case study, and he did a case study to sort of show you how it works. Hi, Catherine. Really appreciate your information and all you do to raise awareness. I've been trying to prepare for the financial storm. Looks like you've done a lot of things. So you sold your house on the high. You have loaned some money to one of your adult children. You've bought some precious metals, and you spread the rest around in banks. And you live in Asia. I'm watching the real estate market in Canada as prices decline. I might consider buying a property. So I think if you live in Asia, you might want to buy a property where you live. It depends. You may already have one. Yes, I do think it's a good idea to extend a mortgage to one of your children instead of leaving it in the bank. So there's no magic bullet here, but the more you can spread this around, the better. So I would definitely. If you have any responsible children and you can refinance their mortgage, I think that's a very good idea. Okay, let's turn to feedback. Hi, Catherine. Shungite was mentioned a couple times in the Q&A as timestamp below. There was a question on how to differentiate a fake versus a real one, which is answered in the weekly Shungite show of energy workers, energy device makers. So they sent that link. Thank you very much. And you offered to send sample pack to us, but let's not do that because there's no way we can be trusted to make these kind of recommendations. I have my experience with a really good energetic healer is they can determine these things, but it's not something we're gonna it's just never gonna be in our lane. So, but I really appreciate the link. Thank you. Catherine, the weapons going to Ukraine are going to UN Peace Corps, which will eventually be used to oppress people across the world who continue to resist the WEF government instructions. Thank you for that comment. I think there is a very high chance that that is true. We just saw Jeff Sachs from the Lancet Commission coming out and promoting the WHO, basically with total global control, so and a tax on the whole world. And it's going to take a lot of weapons to get that one to go. So I think your comment, I think this is more than likely. It's not all one thing because they may be doing weapon deals just to line pockets out of that flow as well. Catherine, during the scandemic, getting people to scan their hands and foreheads for temperature, fever is part of a training exercise to get people ready to scan implanted chips. Another intelligent comment. I agree with that, yes. And to be obedient. Dear Catherine, I recently saw a YouTube video with a sizable amount of subscribers. This baffled me because the hosts weren't particularly coherent. They inserted overlay of pictures, animations, and such, however, which was of high quality and in stark contrast to the babbling host. So I was wondering if entrainment was used in overlay or do they actually dole this technology out? I also saw the producing of YouTube's videos in question were weeks, sometimes months apart. Could it be they get outside help in inserting all this entrainment stuff? I seriously wonder. Not getting entrained is best, but that means a serious limit on using today's technology. I do see difference in personal resilience and/or reception to entrainment. Do we have any clues as to why? I will not insert a link to this YouTube video for obvious reasons. In my opinion, it can be included and it can also be an overlay. That's a total guess from a non-expert. I'm just guessing based on my personal observations and experience. Yeah, you do have to seriously limit using today's technology, and that's a problem. It's a problem for me because I have to do so much online. I do see a difference in personal resilience and or reception. Do you have any clues? Well, yeah, so it's almost like junk food. If you get addicted to junk food, you want more, but you feel rotten. So the more you can sort of stay away from this stuff and manage it and take it with a grain of salt, the better. Please explain human collateralization. Human collateralization, so in the slave trade, in the African American slave trade, the banks would finance 50% loan to value. So let's say you buy a slave for $1,000, the bank will finance half of that, 500, and then you have a loan which is collateralized by the human. You have a lien on the human as property. If you listen to our CBDC discussion with John, we talk about it briefly. The person who's done a lot about this is Alison McDowell, who's written about and talked about using the blockchain to keep data on everybody and basically keep a record that in an essence can function with as a collateral, as backing a collateral system for humans. Somebody had a question about an interview, and Dr. Y. Ching Lee interviews Rainer Fulmich, Pornima Wag, I think is how you pronounce her name. At 1 minute, 18 minutes, it sounds like Fulmich is saying you were involved in the COVID scam. I don't think that's what he was saying. I watched that section. I think what he was saying is trying to describe a certain kind of economist, and he referred to me as an example. I think he was tired. FYI, his partner, Vivian Fischer, in the German Corona Investigation Committee, has come out and said publicly that there is financial mismanagement, and it's I think they use the word embezzlement. It's in German, but apparently they raised a whole lot of money, and that money has been, according to Vivian, mishandled by Reiner. And Reiner was essentially thrown off the committee by the other attorneys, and Reiner gave this interview approximately a week later. So I think he was under a lot of pressure, looked tired, and I think he was just trying to say, like, a certain type like me. So I don't think he was trying to implicate me in the COVID scam. I was shocked to see him doing an interview side by side with Wag, who I consider to be serious disinformation. So there's a quite a brouhaha, and Reiner is out of the German Corona Investigation Committee. Right now, I would avoid both of these folks. That's an interview I would not watch. Catherine, I heard you on a blog this morning and you said there would be a conference for Slayer Report subscribers in October. I can't find any information about it. I put the links in the show notes and you can see it on the homepage. We will have a gathering from 1:30 to 3:45 in Knoxville in the same venue that the Weston Price Conference will be. So come on out on October 20th. Carolyn Betts, our general counsel, will be there. Darlene Heckman, who runs our operations, John Titus, co-host of Money and Markets, will be there. And John Titus and I will finally meet in person. We've worked online since 2008, but we've never met in person. Okay, thanks for the Morpho session with Hopkins and the Corona Committee. It brought together my understanding of my groundedness that began growing in 1996. Yeah, 96 is when it really started flipping out, and my understanding of entrainment. I agree that they mutually reinforce. The combo will work until it doesn't. Oh Lord, please, please bring us to the point where it doesn't work. Regarding the market for synthetic milk, John, missed your point. Your point being that nobody would want to buy synthetic meat when natural milk is available, regardless of the price. John was only thinking about price. You just wouldn't believe what's coming out on synthetic food. I just saw a study of rats that implies that eating Impossible Burgers is not safe. What a surprise. Question: I strongly suspect that there is not one but two breakaway civilizations. I agree with you. I think there is more than one. I totally agree. One is built on freedom and one is far more advanced than the other, which is based on slavery. The slavery civilization is the one represented by the WEF. I think I agree with you that there are at least two. If the one that is interested in freedom is real, and I suspect it is. I think the reason they broke away is because they thought it was the only way to defeat the one based on slavery. Slavery will never produce a civilization as advanced as one built on freedom. Absolutely true. The more advanced civilization is allowing the slavery, corrupt, evil civilization to advance to complete auto destruction. Yep, that's where they're going. Calculated invisible interventions by the advanced civilization control the final result. I hope you're right. I do believe spiritually that the most advanced intelligence controls the result. The advanced civilization is invisible, unknown to all but extremely few people, and is possibly not based on Earth. Yep, that's possible. Or underground. It's certainly what you're saying certainly fits with the pattern. Good morning. Can you please give your perspective on the Queen? Good guy or villain or person in an impossible situation? You said she had tremendous pressure to manage a huge investment portfolio. She also apparently rakes in huge income from just about every part of the UK economy while being supported by her subjects, not very benevolent, while so many Brits have so little. Would appreciate your thoughts. So I would say she did an outstanding job as a leader of the Commonwealth. You know, the key to things like this is process over 70 plus years. And this is a person who just did an excellent job of running the process. You have to be faithful. And she did an extraordinary job at building the Commonwealth. So she had a role as leader of the trusts and estates. And the trusts and estates you're talking about, when you're talking about investment portfolios and income at that level, you're talking about managing the intergenerational capital of an entire civilization. So some of it may be in her name, but I assure you you're a steward. It's not your money in the way that you and I would think of what's in our bank account as our money. So I think she did a good job of managing the trusts and estates. I disagree with some of the, obviously, with some of the strategic decisions of where to invest that capital. I think her role as leader of the family was pretty good. Now, she didn't have, as Diana would explain, she didn't have the warmth of a certain kind of character, but it's hard to have warmth when you're running that kind of power position. And I think she played that power position well. And the thing she did that was the most exceptional was show up every day. And can you imagine at a young age having to have a job that you're never allowed to quit from? It's much harder than you think. Anyway, the covert side, there's lots of rumors about what went on. I can't tell you what's true or not. I really don't know. I would say she ran the overt side well. There's no doubt that the family, I would say her family was very disappointing. She kind of had to deal with a lot. So I think it's a mixed bag. Here's the challenge, and I don't know the answer. You have to understand that people in those positions have to choose to the op between the options presented. And it fell to her to be part of making sure the Anglo-American alliance won. You know, that's your job. And at that, she did a pretty good job. At the same time, the things that you had to do, or the things that you had to tolerate, or the things that your network did in the process of doing that were pretty involved a lot of evil. So it's definitely a mixed bag. I have a lot of respect for anybody who played the, you know, the public overt side of her position as well as she did. I have a lot of respect, but I don't underestimate the dark side of the city and some of what her family was involved in. I mean, if you're a mother, you know, how in the world do you handle some goomball like Andrew? I mean, you're sacrificing and dedicating your entire life to building up the alliance. You know, he's running around the world making a mess, giving it away. You know, I would have. You know, she didn't kill him. I think the big problem on the Queen is that she and Charles are held responsible for Diana's death, as they should be. That was her biggest mistake, and it will be a serious black mark when when you have your daughter-in-law assassinated, or you tolerate your daughter-in-law being assassinated. And I suspect I know why she did it, and it was one of those situations where you have two options, and the arguments on taking the option she took are stronger than you think, but I think it was a big black mark. Hi, Catherine. Watching the Yankee Box Sox baseball game, and this pops up, the Moderna mRNA play of the game. Unreal. Stay safe and unvaxxed, rebel commander. That is unreal. I mean, that's how ridiculous the propaganda is. Question: why is there increasing push to deny the Holocaust and instead claim that the Jews killed millions of Germans? I think when people question numbers on anything, you start questioning the numbers on everything. And if you deeply look into the Holocaust, whenever somebody wins a war, the victors write the story. And so the victors have written the story on World War II. And if you go back and look at the story is more complex. And if you try and understand and follow the statistics, there's serious questions about some of the statistics. So I think it's all part of revisiting and making sure that we don't fall for the spin of the victors. This is one I tend to stay away from because if you look at everybody who's debating and discussing and arguing, 99% of them are overwhelmed with disinformation and psychic garbage. It's just like, something, you guys all go down that rabbit hole and kill each other. I'm not going with you there, but I will say this, all war history is written by the victors, and you can't trust the victors. There is a marvelous documentary, and I'll see if I can't get the link and put it in the show notes that we had on Let's Go to the Movies by an Israeli documentary maker who's just got this marvelous sense of amusement, and he goes on a search to find and understand anti-Semitism. And it's got some scenes and descriptions of Auschwitz, which will give you a sense of some of the issues around this. Anyway, so I'll put it in because it's one of my favorite on this topic, or that gets into this topic, let's say. Check it out. Check it out. It'll be in the links. Hi, Catherine. Thank you for answering all the questions I sent. I sent about four questions last week and only one got answered. Nah, maybe they were sent in too late. I don't know. We think we've answered all the questions. So if there's a question that didn't get answered, please resend it. I've read the first 50 pages of Jay Hughes' book on preserving family wealth, and you were right, it opens my mind. Great concept, especially the part of keeping the money in the family that you talked about. Can you recommend to me some other books on basics of investment plan and business plan? For investment, I would read The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham. It's a classic. And then I would read all books written by James Montier, including Behavioral Investing. For business, I would read Paul Hawkins' Growing a Business. I put some other links for business plans for interviews we did. One is Making Waves by Jason Bodensmith, which I really love. And I would read that as well. Inc. magazine always has great books on how to write a business plan. So I would go to Inc. and see what the latest one is. And the Four Dummies book will probably have a good one on writing a business plan. So I would check out Inc. and the Dummies book. Hi, Catherine. The invisible tax that isn't a tax, it will annihilate most of the population economy, and all who remain will be beholden to the government in order to survive. Everything Mr. Global is doing is designed to destroy almost all living matter on Earth, not just humans. That's why Bill Gates is hoarding seeds. Well, the carbon tax will probably do it, but I'm not sure what you're referring to, the invisible tax that isn't a tax, but it may be carbon. Hi, Catherine. The lockdowns in China are a simulation. China has become a laboratory for the rest of the WEF-directed world. The CCP is using the scandemic as a pretext to instigate lockdowns and create a famine scenario in order to test the citizenry to see what their responses will be and which control techniques will work. The CCP is also testing its online censorship. When the dark winter hits the Western countries in a few months, the WEF-directed governments will have clear indication in how to deal with their starving, dying citizen victims. The lockdowns in China have nothing to do with the virus. I just think that's, all scenarios are possible, but I don't think this is a likely scenario. I'm not saying that they're not prototyping. The New World Order is constantly prototyping everything, and I think there's no doubt that the Chinese are prototyping things, but I think the promotion of starving, dying citizenry in Europe is exaggerated. Hi, Catherine. This was sent to me from a PhD scientist that you have interviewed. Compared to Purnima, this sounds like mind control. So this is on the virus question, and you're saying that you prefer Purnima. Here's the thing. when something is clearly disinformation and the person delivering it is lying, you just have to be careful. I don't care how much sense it makes. I just don't listen. I mean, her credentials don't check out, and I put in the show notes a couple of weeks ago sort of an effort by a group of doctors to check out her credentials, and they didn't, what she said her credentials were, and they didn't check out. Sophia Sennett, and I put it in the show notes. It's just, you just, there's nothing to be gained by paying attention or listening to people of low integrity. And occasionally, and I'm assuming she's probably a professional. I don't know. I mean, she could just be somebody who is looking to get attention. But here's what's interesting. There is a huge debate whether viruses exist or not, and if they do exist, how so? And I've tended to avoid it only because we're dealing with a massive virus fraud that's been going on for more than a century, where all sorts of poisoning are attributed to a magic virus. And whether the virus is non-existent, whether it's made up in a lab, it doesn't really matter to me. What I'm trying to stop is the fraud of, and I don't really care whether the fraud is from a non-existent virus or a virus made up in a lab or a virus made up by the media. It's the fraud. I don't think you have to decide the true scientific existence of viruses to know that there's a fraud and to stop the fraud. So I tend to be, I just don't want to expend a lot of effort on the scientific question of whether viruses exist or not. But I will say this, the virus fraud is that bad. I mean, it's that extraordinary. And you can't imagine how many poisonings over the last century have been attributed to viruses when they had nothing to do with virus. They had to do with people being poisoned. I will say this, the virus fraud has protected the insurance industry. If the insurance industry owes an extraordinary amount of its capitalization to the virus fraud. There's no doubt about that. Question, 1,000 spot on. I know people like this, some of them very intelligent. Their lives are secure and they don't want to see or accept anything that would take that away. So this person is referring to one of my comments from in the discussion with CJ Hopkins and the German Corona Investigation Committee, and the paragraph is in the notes. Hi, Catherine. Still loving the Solera report. I got my mom to read a few hard copies. The regular money and market reports, as well as your recent covering of disinformation, is insightful. Okay, so you're getting married and want to get married without involving the government. And I think the way I would do this is I would write a very careful and thorough civil contract. And I would also do the kind of marriage counseling where you go through all the different issues you're going to have to face together and think it through. One of the books that I love, I've mentioned it before. Ooh, I put it, it's somewhere in Family, in Building Wealth, is the book by What is the Nature of Marriages That Succeed and Why? So I would check that section in the second quarter equity overview, go to the family thing and check out that book, but I'll see if I can't pull it up for the show notes. But I would do the counseling, I would do a civil contract, and I think the idea of leaving the government out is a good idea. What you want to do is you want to prepare everything so that your marriage will be successful. And so it's a matter of doing the counseling, the study, the research to figure out what makes for a successful marriage, and then and where marriages go wrong. And if you do that work and do a really thoughtful, clear civil contract, I think you will be in much better stead than if you involve the government. Problem with involving the government is you have to involve them if there's a divorce, and that is where you do not want them involved. So if I were you, I think this is a, I think this is an excellent plan. So, and I wouldn't worry about pressure from other people. Somebody had a question about Florida's No Patient Left Alone Act. It's very interesting. One thing worth noting, and you're talking about how this act is harsher than other states. I put in the notes, Brian Shalhavi, I think is how you pronounce his name, at Health Impact News has been very critical of DeSantis and showing that the spin is one thing, but if you look under the tent, other things are going on. And I would check out his work. So I really appreciate your saying this because there's been some serious criticism of some of the things DeSantis is doing, and saying if you look under the carpet, it's not what you think it is. Anyway, but check out his work, and I appreciate your posting. Hi, I saw a few articles about a lawsuit, one link below. In the article, it talks about payments to hospitals for COVID patient treatments. Maybe my memory is off, but I thought the payments were about one-fifth the amounts listed. So I put in our show notes. What I find is the information is all over the map. I put in a link to some of the sources of hospital, but I appreciate your bringing this up because I think all of these. It was a very fluid situation, and I think things are sort of all over the map, so I appreciate that. Question: our local library, along with the Democrats, is offering this firearms familiarization class. Are we better off signing up at a local gun range? Absolutely. Go to the local gun range, pay cash, and avoid as many databases as possible. I would stay away from most government entities. There may be exceptions. Recommended links. Somebody put in the Charles Morgan on mind control that we regularly recommend that link, along with some lectures by James Giordano. They're in the mind control commentary, so we're posting that regularly, but I agree with you. It's very helpful in understanding some of the technology we're up against. Comment, it's changing. This one is great. And some links from Lighthouse Economics and Mark Skidmore about how people regret taking the vaccination. Yep, there's going to be more and more and more regret, and it's happening. It appears to be very quiet, but it's very real. Comment, the internet is only big as the search engines, and they're quietly deleting the internet. Yes, some very good information on that. Coronavirus Investigation Committee with Matt Earhart, you put that link. Biden signs executive order designed to unleash transhumanist hell. Hi, Catherine. Here's a website which includes all retracted studies related to COVID-19. That's very interesting. Thank you for that. We'll post that. And then transhumanism when ideology meets reality. Alexander Hamilton and the anti-slavery roots of the American Revolution. Somebody sent in a link to Forrest Moretti's new trio of books. He has sent me copies so I can review them. And I'm really looking forward to that. You know, I love everything Forrest Moretti has written so far. So I can't wait to get more Forrest Moretti. You can check my book reviews of most of his books up on the website. And boy, if you want to understand medicine in America, or in the world, read Forrest Moretti. Great, great stuff. Let's see. Huge three-part series. Hope he does a cast on it. So, this is John Rappaport. John Rappaport makes the criminal squirm, and he takes mass formation, you know, he tears it apart and destroys it. He says, let me just read some of this. Mass formation at best applies to events like liquefied rock under pressure pushing up through the surface of the earth and rising into shapes of mountain range. It doesn't apply to people, to individuals. Even when we're talking about the effects of news media hammering the same lies at viewers 24/7, those viewers can decide not to listen, not to believe, not to obey. No matter how brutal the actions of an oppressor are, people can choose to resist, they can fight back. The people who would never fight back, never resist, are always looking for involved theories that claim they can't fight back. The power of the oppression is too strong, too hypnotic. These people welcome mass formation like a guest at dinner, a guest that gets them off the hook. John Rappaport makes the criminal squirm with Dr. Sam Bailey as the link. Rappaport is just torn into mass formation. It's really great to read. And between he and CJ Hopkins, they don't pull any punches. My compilation of Catherine's reply in the link below, I didn't post a big one she cut. Malone is a major supporter of vaccines playing a significant role in our future. That is what he stated at Bath. See Dell Big Tree panel. Lots of good people on ivermectin, many before Malone. Those who came out early took great risks to do so. While Malone was getting attention, they were getting fired. The more who pile in, the better. The more who pile in, the easier it is to do. Always good to debate sincere people directly. In my opinion, waste of time to debate Desmond directly just gives him more attention and the audience slips and slides around it. In content that is not useful, Bregan knows a great deal about the control grid. Desmond knows very little or is lying. You decide. The result is low-grade entertainment, little actionable intelligence. No, not going to watch any more Desmond. The real danger is in the line institutions having wasted countless hours on Desmond. Prefer to focus on where the real risks and Slurry Report subscribers and audiences. One story and explanation was getting the Moderna vaccination evolved and did not make sense to me, especially the more it evolved. Again, I don't spend a lot of time unpacking why I filter people out. Otherwise, I spend time needed to research and promote the people I want to post. To my knowledge, it is Malone who has been proposing excusing the decision makers. In my opinion, he's clearly building up to create air cover for this to happen while openly saying he wants a position in the new administration. I do not follow Desmond's interviews. I take what he says from his written material first and foremost, his book. If you're interested, CJ Hopkins has just published an article on Desmond. Rappaport has just published a second one on Desmond. Rappaport's got CJ published a second one. And then Rappaport, I think, published a third. Bregan has a new interview on InfoWars and some more links. In my opinion, nothing to be gained by giving the guy more airtime. Anyway, here's the thing. The weaponization of mental health is a serious, it's coming in a tsunami. And the brouhaha about Malone and Desmond is just the tip of the spear and not the important part. So it would be a mistake to spend too much time on this because, you know, we're looking at a tsunami of effort that's happening, you know, in medicine, in psychotherapy, in all sorts of line institutions, and it's very, very dangerous. I've been talking with it about it on Financial Rebellion with Polly and Carolyn, and you just have to be really careful. They're giving kids surveys in schools, doctors are asking invasive questions. You do not want any of this material in the database. If your doctor insists on asking invasive questions about anxiety and depression, walk out. You know, make sure that they remove your name from their roster. Get a copy of your medical records and check to make sure that there's not any garbage in there. Because I'm telling you, this stuff will be used and can be used to send you to a mental institute if they disagree with your political views. This is tyranny. And it's dangerous. And so, you know, if somebody's trying to entrap you, you need to play to win at this game. So we'll have a lot more to say on this, but this is serious, and the weaponization of mental health is serious. CDC warns a rare condition in kids could be on the rise in the fall, right? So the CDC is saying there's a condition which is adverse event from vaccines. Ha ha ha. Lying. Unbelievable lying. In Money and Markets, we cover the fact that the CDC has been lying for 2 years about hydroxychloroquine. Just flat out lies. California government signs law requiring social networks to post moderation rules. Get out of California. What can I say? Newsom's office billed the law as the first of its kind social media transparency. That's interesting because the Texas court has said they can't censor and suppress. So this fight is on. My feeling is just to hell with all of them. Don't use those websites. The NATO to TikTok pipeline. Why is TikTok employing so many national security agents? Oh God, don't you love it? This new program by USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation looks like a mechanism to control farmers. Yes, of course. Thanks for those links. Ugh. Seeing the table for famine, setting the table for famine. Michael Young on the energy crisis, food shortage, price inflation. Okay, so a couple links there on the effort to control food, etc., and the weaponization of immigration. I'm speechless, and I know the world has become more treacherous than when I was young, but still, this is how TikTok Live became a strip club filled with 15-year-olds. Yeah, I'm telling you, this is all designed to debase and make your children stupid and embroil them in the demonic. I just say it. There's nothing good that can come from any of this stuff. College and university mandates, the fight for freedom. This is an excellent interview, re-college and university mandates. It's unbelievable. Biden says the pandemic is over and all these colleges are requiring mandates, which automatically means if you go along with them, you're too stupid to go to college. I mean, I can't believe it. My alma mater, my family's, you know, I was third generation University of Pennsylvania, and they want you to pay, you know, God knows, 80,000 plus a year all in cost to send your kids to a place. But first you have to poison them, and you're lucky if they God knows. It's beyond the contradictions related to intelligence are truly demonic. It's the only thing I can say. And the latest study, somebody cites University of Washington, COVID boosters cause net harm to young adults. Then there's a massive compilation of died suddenly clips and articles. So I appreciate that one. And I think those are very effective at sort of explaining to people why they shouldn't take the next one. If you look at the people they put in charge, it's nothing short of a freak show. This newest critter, Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis, the White House National Monkeypox Response Deputy Coordinator who sports a Satanist pentagram tattoo on his chest. Okay, I just have to take a moment and go look at that. I don't know what to tell you. This is why I'm saying it's all going to come down to taxation. We're paying for this. The country in the Europe with the lowest vaccination rate, Bulgaria, has the lowest excess mortality rate. Meantime, the country with the second highest vaccination rate, Portugal, has the highest excess mortality. Malta, which has the highest vaccination rate, is not included in the excess mortality statistics. It doesn't surprise me. A link from Ed Dowd, a link about children not getting a decent education, Irish sobriety on entrainment, Dr. Bregan on medical freedom, the great electric car host, Farrell posted this one. Yeah, the electric car thing is just, I mean, talk about things not making sense. It's frightening. Another thing on the executive order for genetic engineering, an interview from Jeffrey Prather on the executive order, Karen Kingston link. Let's see, more links on Biden's executive order. I need to watch this. I'm not a great believer that executive orders are as powerful as they look, but I really want to understand what this one is up to. I spent a lot of time looking at the technology on crypto executive or sort of White House publication. And so I haven't looked at the sort of the transhumanism one. Amazon's just walkout is up and running. That's good. Dr. Paul Thomas, great doctor. And he blows up the conventional vaccine narrative. Yes, he does. Then there's a link to an interview or a BBC reporting on the Queen's passing, but overlaid is their audio of the North Korean leader's passing at his funeral. And it shows you how the propaganda game works. It's very good. It's worth watching. The Duran with Dr. Steve Turley refers to Jordan Peterson. The binding factor is that next to rationality, society needs to be tethered to a spirituality in order to function properly. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I haven't watched the link though, but I appreciate it. Okay. That's it. Again, in the notes, we put in some of the links that we use the most often to sort of help people. I'll see if I can find the Israeli documentary and some of the other things I referred to and put them in the show notes. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me on Ask Catherine. We don't have an Ask Catherine next week. It's the last week of the month. I will be in Mexico and then I'll be headed to Texas. So, and the United States. So I'm looking forward to being in the United States for the first time since January 31st, 2020. I hope to see some of you on October 20th at the Soleria Gathering in Knoxville and at the Wise Tradition Conference with Weston Price Foundation and then the CHD Conference the day following on the 24th. So hopefully I will have the opportunity to see some of you in Knoxville, Tennessee in the third week of October. Okay, have a wonderful 2 weeks until I talk to you and ask Catherine 2 weeks from now. And just remember, if you're not in a conspiracy, you need to start one. Good night and good luck.